I'm technically a sole proprietor, but I'll get into that in a minute. We have an LLC for our farm. And I understand that although this is colloquially called an LLC tax, it's really an expansion of this onto partnerships. Because my understanding is that sole proprietor LLCs are specifically exempt, or they're not exempt. Oh, okay. So it is LLCs and partnerships. So the first thing I want to say is that I have an LLC because the IRS rules force me to have a partnership with my husband because we are married and we both live on the farm. And as anyone here who has an LLC knows, that the difference between a regular partnership and an LLC is a shielding from liability. And that is why we have an LLC, even though I am technically the only farmer on the property. Paul has his own business. Now, if you'll indulge me, although I agree with most everything the previous speakers have said, I want to stick to my comments on your rules. And I'm afraid I was a few minutes late and missed your introduction, so if you'll please indulge me. My understanding is the definition of accumulated profits in the rules is statutory, and you have no control over that. Is that correct? And it was the definition of undistributed revenues that is a rulemaking. Is that right? Or are they both? That about some what I consider lies to be perpetrated. We've been told this is an equivalent of a corporate dividends, is our extra earnings above what they call reasonable compensation. The IRS taxes me through FICA self-employment tax 15.2% on this because I materially participate. I am not an investor in my business. I have to pay that. If the intent of this is to be taxation of interest and dividends, then I think we have some rules with the IRS, because unlike corporate dividends, they are not subject to this 15.2% tax. Now I'm a farmer, which means, and we grow, we have orchards and perennials. And anyone who does this understands that you lay out the cash ahead of time, and depending on your crop, it can be, you know, 2 to 15 years before you have saleable product, depending on whether you have raspberries or Christmas trees. And one of the issues I have with the undistributed revenues, actually there's a couple. The first is it appears that capital gains are included, and I think you have the ability within there to address capital gains on my farm. My farm is going to gain in value every year as I plant crops, whether I do something or not. And under this, it seems that I could be responsible for 5% tax. The other thing is capital expenditures. Actually, let me go into your reasonable compensation. If I define my reasonable compensation as $100,000 a year, I'm a very good farmer. Actually, do it a little bit easier. Say it's 50. If I make $40,000 for 4 years because it's slow and because of the way I'm paid, it could be backloaded, and make 90 the next year, that 5-year period, I make $250,000, which averages out to that $50,000. And if I'd made that back, I wouldn't be liable for that 5%. But at this point, you'd charge me $2,000 in that fifth year. The problem here is it's an accounting thing. New Hampshire has created this reasonable compensation level, so I can be profitable for the IRS, for the USDA, for every other federal taxing and regulatory entity, but not hit your reasonable compensation limit. So I have an effective loss there that I can't carry forward, and this is a huge problem for agricultural entities, and I think that you should be able to adjust for that in the rules, because the loss carry forward doesn't kick in because I don't have a loss. There's nothing in the rules to address that. Now, in that same scenario, I have a 5-year payback for one of my crops. In that fifth year, I might show an extreme profit. I'm probably not going to take that out as a cash withdrawal. What I'm going to do is invest in my farm and do hoop buildings. So I don't have the cash, and I still have to find $2,000. Because I might not have revenue next year if I put that in? Because I know you have a certain deduction. So capital expenditures are not excluded from this. And I believe you have it in your power to exclude those. Let's see, I think, and I also think, now is it all sole proprietorship LLCs are subject to this? Okay. So it's just Schedule F income is not sub, because some, it doesn't matter whether it's Schedule C or Schedule F. Okay. Is that something that's not within your control because that's statutory, correct? The LLC portion? There's another group of people I can bother about that. So I do think that in your undistributed revenues, if you could really think about looking at the earned versus unearned income. If you're taxing my earned income, IRS earned income that they're charging me 15.2% self-employment tax, this is an income tax. If you're taxing the increase in value of my land because I'm planting more crops and clearing more fields, that's a capital gains tax, and I urge you to whatever you can within the scope of the rules, change those. I also think it's unconstitutional, but I understand that there's another forum for that too. Thank you, and I'll yield any minutes back to my husband if that's okay.
Sure.